Flip me, this whole thing about HTML5, XHTML2 and all the rest of it is getting blooming confusing, isn't it? You might be left wondering how, if you should be writing your code these days. Should you be using XHTML1 still? Should you be moving to HTML4? Should you even be trying to work with HTML5? It's a little bit overwhelming, and I have to say it's left me somewhat confused as to what best practice is and what we should be doing. I did actually consider at one stage moving across to HTML4 just because of the perception that it might have amongst my clients in terms of, I'm writing in an out-of-date syntax or whatever. But I have been reading around a little bit, and I think I'm kind of settling on my personal preference of what I think I will do. There's some really good posts around, some great article by Jeremy Keith, and he also turned it into, a guy called Brad turned it into a cartoon that's quite amusing as well, but that's another story. And I think what I'm concluding is I'm going to carry on as is. I've been writing in XHTML1 for a good length of time. I like the stricter syntax. I like having to close all of my my tags, etc. It makes me more disciplined. It also makes it more XML-like, which is useful as our content management system is built on XML. So I kind of like that way of working, and I'm going to carry on working in that way. Really, what doc type you have is somewhat irrelevant. What matters is whether you're closing your tags and coding in that kind of way. And I could move across to HTML4 if I wanted to as the doc type and still continue to code just like I code in XHTML1. As for whether we put in an HTML5 doc type, haven't quite worked that out yet. And it doesn't really matter right now. That kind of thing is so easy to swap further down the line that it's no big deal. So I think this is all a little bit a fuss about nothing. Unless you care deeply about how these languages develop in the future, you don't need to worry about it too much. If you're just an ordinary designer trying to get on with your life, then I would say, relax, it's not that big a deal.